Today I would like to talk to you about the subject of stealing. And not only stealing, but also being dishonest. For stealing is something that many people do. Taking something that does not belong to them, either in a shop or in a relationship or in many ways, shapes and forms. For stealing is not only taking an item or taking money from somebody wrongfully. Of course, this is stealing, but there are many, many other ways of stealing something from somebody. The minute you are dishonest, you do not tell the truth. You do not say it like it is. You depict reality differently in order to get something from somebody that the other person would never give if you would picture the real picture, picture the real reality. So basically, you are telling a lie in order to get something out of the other person that the other person would never give to you had you told the truth. This is also stealing. It's being dishonest and it's stealing. And what exactly does it do with you, the one that is stealing? If you are in a shop and you are taking something that doesn't belong to you, and you take it without paying, you're basically telling the universe, I cannot take care of myself. I have to be dishonest in order to survive. So basically, all you are doing is surviving. Or maybe it is just a habit. Well, if it is just a habit and you're doing it out of habit, it's a bad habit. Because you're also telling the universe, I am not able to take care of myself. I am not able to let abundance come my way. I am not able to receive money honestly, enough money to live. So I have to steal. You most probably will justify your action. You will tell somebody, yeah, listen, I sometimes steal, but I have to steal. Because if I wouldn't steal, I would not be able to survive, to make it. And this might be true, but by stealing, you do not stop this pattern of not having enough. You actually amplify this pattern of not having enough. The minute you would stop stealing, or the minute you would stop being dishonest in order to get something out of somebody, or out of a situation, or out of a job, the minute you would stop taking something wrongfully, you give yourself the chance to reset and to turn that whole attitude, that whole realm around, that realm of lack, that realm of not having enough. And the thing is, some of you are so used to taking wrongfully that you do not know what it means to stop. But all you have to do is stop. Stop stealing. Stop taking wrongfully. Stop stealing somebody's heart. So, for instance, telling somebody, I love you, to manipulate the other person to receive sex or intimacy from the other person. That is also stealing. That is also taking wrongfully. Like I said before, stealing has many faces, many forms. But the best way to deal with this is stop doing it and ask the universe, help me to reverse this pattern. I am willing to stop and I am stopping. I do stop. From now on, I will not manipulate truth any longer in order to get something. I will not steal any longer. I will not lie any longer. I will stop it. But now I am scared because now I don't know whether I can survive, whether I can make ends meet. So please help me to make ends meet. Please help me to turn this whole vibration in me, this whole reality in me, turn it around 180 degrees. And please bring me into contact with abundance. Bring me into contact with me feeling and believing and knowing that I will always have enough, for there is more than enough for me. All I have to do is ask. Please bring me in contact with that reality and bring that reality into my life. And then do that every day. Stop stealing every day and stop stealing every time you want to slip into the easy old habit. Even if somebody gives you back wrong change, so instead of $5, they give you $10. Of course you can take the money and walk away. But consider it stealing. Just say to the other person, sorry, you gave me too much money. Please, I do not want to steal from you. You need the money more than I do. And maybe not, but it is your money. I don't want to take your money. So please, have it back. And if the other person is so happy with you being honest and says to you, no, please keep it, it's all right, then keep it, because then you have been honest. And if the other person says, thank you, there is honest people on this earth, feel the pride that you are being called an honest person because you just gave the other person their money back. And do it every day. Stop every time you get the chance to stop. Stop being dishonest. And at the same time, ask us, please help me to step into the reality of abundance. Please bring abundance my way. Please bring abundance into my reality. And we will, for we love you to be your own leader. We love you to be living in abundance instead of living in lack and shortage. This was my message. Thank you.
The written text of this whisper is available for you on our website, whispersfromtheholycircle.com.